This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
What a game last night. I know that's what we're going to talk about.
I had a revelation.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Saints are going to win the Super Bowl.
Really? You're saying it that
not
assuredly?
Not they're the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. Not they might get there. Like, the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl. I had this revelation today as I was talking myself through the game. And this is the first time I've felt comfortable enough to say it. And a lot of people are saying, but Matt, the offense... Yeah, and the offense over the last 3 weeks, do you realize the Saints have not played a home game with normal rest since November the 18th when they beat Philly, the defending champs who just won in L.A., 48-7. The Saints played a short week on Thanksgiving against the Falcons. They went on the road on a Thursday against Dallas. They went on the road to Tampa on a long week and played in the muck. And then this week, they had a long week when they went to Carolina and won on Monday Night Football. Now they're going to come home, and they managed to win all those except the Dallas game. Last night they won a game scoring 12 points or fewer for the first time since 1998. Mike Ditka was the coach. This team can win anyway. People are saying, hey, what's wrong with the offense? Don't worry about that. Drew Brees at home will be fine. They're going to get healthier. The offensive line will be intact. Hell, they're probably even going to get Ted Ginn back as well. And when they win this week, they can rest everybody week 17. They'll have the open date on the wild card weekend to get even healthier. Then some poor team's going to have to come to New Orleans where they'll lose. And then, well, what if the Saints play the Rams? Well, they already beat the Rams in the Dome. Well, what if they play the Bears in that defense? Wait. You don't think the Bears offense with Mitchell Trubisky and that cast of characters is coming to the Dome and beating that Saints defense? Please. The Saints, for the first time ever, are the most complete team they've ever been. They can win indoors. They can win outdoors. They can win at home. They can win on the road. They can win by scoring 50. They can win by scoring 12. It doesn't matter who they play, where they play, how they play them. The Saints just keep winning, and they're going to beat Pittsburgh this weekend, lock up the number one seed, and then they're going to coast into Atlanta and play in a dome, a venue they're very familiar with, and win Super Bowl 53 in front of Atlanta fans. That will be majestic. The Saints are going to win the Super Bowl.
Officially my favorite moment from Matt ever. Nicely said. Couldn't have done it better myself. And you can listen to that game against the Steelers right here on Sunday. You're home for the New Orleans Saints football team. 3:25 p.m. is when it's going to kick off, and our coverage begins with the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. 2 hours in advance with Zach Streif, of course, and Deuce McAllister, all right here on Eagle 98.1. Who dat?